When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 116. Top 10 episodes of 2010. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, pick up some of your favorite Mayberry items, things you might not have gotten for Christmas. They've got them. Drop by over there and get them. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Tonight we have co-executive producers for episode number 116, Ronald Atkinson and Bert Miller from over at Weaver's Department Store. So Ronald, thank you, and Bert, thank you.
It's all right.
Yeah, thanks, Bert. Hey, folks, I'm your host, Alan Newsom, for Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. We are so glad to have you with us in our first episode here right after Christmas 2010, and as such, I'm assuming that there's going to be some people that are going to be getting new computers, new iPods, other ways, iPhones, something that's going to allow them to be able to listen to Two Chairs No Waiting and join us here in Mayberry. And as such, I wanted to be able to give you some idea of some of the favorite episodes over the last year. Now, I did that by going back and looking at a bunch of our numbers, and hopefully you guys will enjoy this as much as I did trying to figure this out. I was kind of surprised. There's more than one way to measure the downloads, but I went with just total downloads. There's also unique downloads, and anyway, it gets into all the podcast mumbo jumbo. But rather than to get into that, I wanted to go ahead and throw us into the just the numbers. So here we're going to go. We're going to go the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, top 10 episodes of 2010. So here we go. Episode number 10 of the top 10 was number 93, episode number 93, Scooby-Doo and Don Knotts. So if you didn't get to hear that, or if you did, you might want to go back and either listen or watch it, because we're going to be trying to get some of these on YouTube, because some of them aren't there. But there was video of these. But the Scooby-Doo and Don Knotts, there's pictures at Facebook.com. If you go to the show notes for that episode, you can get to it. Now, I'll go ahead and tell you, there's a really easy way of getting to those show notes. If you go to our Two Chairs No Waiting website, there is a page there for episode listings. So if you go there, here's what if you go there, you can click over to the right side of the page. There's an episode listings, and you can click those, and it'll take you to a page that's got every episode of Two Chairs No Waiting right there, and you can find the episodes by number. You can search through the titles looking for whatever you might be looking for. They're all right there for you to see. Anyway, so that's number 10 is Scooby-Doo and Don Knotts, episode number 93. Number 9. Episode number 9 was Neil Brower Interview Part 3. That was episode number 52 of Two Chairs No Waiting. And I believe Neil Brower is one of the others as well. I think he's number 7 as well. But so I'll talk about it there. So let's go to number 8 was The Magical Christmas Card. That was last December. I'm doing them from December to December. Since that's the numbers I have, it makes it easier. So episode number 62 is talking about The Magical Christmas Card. If you go listen to that, I'll describe in that episode about a Christmas card that Barney got on the Christmas episode of The Andy Griffith Show. And you'll see that card jumping around in their hands. It's different on the boards. And there's photographs or screen captures at the Facebook page for episode number 62 as well. So you can go and see that and relive that if you haven't seen it. That's a lot of fun. And episode number 7, number 7 downloaded, most popular downloaded episode, is number 50, Neil Brower Interview Part 1. So Part 1 and Part 3 are 7 and 9, and those were with Neil Brower. Neil Brower does Professor Brower's class at Mayberry Days every year, and he wrote for years Professor Brower's class article for The Bullet, for the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club. So Neil is an extremely interesting interview. He talked about his book, Mayberry 101. So I encourage you to go listen to episodes number 50, 51, and 52. Those are all really good. And number 6 is a Gary Crane interview. Now, Gary Crane, this interview was done back in, let's see, when was that one? I believe it was last year. Gary Crane's interview was back last year. So I think what's happened is Gary's got a lot of family members, and they download this a lot and listen to it a lot. Or maybe Gary just likes to listen to it. Either way, it's a lot of fun. Gary Crane is a Gomer Pyle impersonator. And wow, can he impersonate Gomer Pyle. As a matter of fact, I may try to play something for you in a minute with Gary, a little bumper for the podcast that he's done for me. And I want to thank him for doing that. But Gary is, it's a lot of fun. So you might want to go listen to that episode, number 47, Gomer Pyle impersonator, Gary Crane. Number 5 was episode number 68, Howard McNear Remembered, Part 1. Well, this is a great episode. Howard McNear, I found some stuff from Gunsmoke. Howard McNear played Doc on Gunsmoke. And I found it, and I put it in this podcast, an interview with Parley Bear, where he talks about Howard McNear. And, oh, folks, if you have not listened to these episodes, Howard McNear is Floyd the Barber. Make sure you know that. I'm sure many of the Mayberry fans would know that. But it is an amazing thing to listen to Parley Bear, Mayor Stoner from the Andy Griffith Show, talking about Howard McNear, Floyd, who played Doc on Gunsmoke, and Parley Bear played Chester. So I definitely think that would be worth going to listen to. Number 68 on our list is number 5. And number 4, the fourth most downloaded episode, was number 63, Mayberry Christmas to All, which was last Christmas episode. So you can go. It's still Christmas time. Might be fun to listen to. And number 3 most downloaded episode was Reports from the Day, episode number 65. Of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And this was actually, I went out and found some newspaper articles from back in the time frame when the Andy Griffith Show was first coming on the air. And, those were very interesting. And but I listened to this podcast recently, and I thought, man, this was not as good as I wish it was. But anyway, you guys go give it a check out and listen to it and see what you think. It was our number 3 most downloaded episode, so it must have had something good about it. Number two most downloaded episode was number 96, which was Remembering Mitch Jane. It was talking about Mitch Jane, the darling boy who played the bass. Mitch passed away earlier this year in 2010, and this episode was all about him. So that was great that it was number 2 episode, just a little bit of a tribute to him. And the number 1 episode most downloaded last year was episode number 64, The New Andy Griffith Show, where we told you about the new Andy Griffith Show itself. If you don't know, The New Andy Griffith Show was a show that Andy tried to do after he quit the Andy Griffith Show and maybe RFD came out. Andy went and did something called The Headmaster, and then he did The New Andy Griffith Show. So go and check it out. We've got the theme music. We've got all kinds of stuff there. Now, just a few other stats that maybe you think would be interesting. So here's some stats from 2010. The total number of downloads we had across all 115 episodes was 74,900, just about, right at it. It's actually 896, but 74,900 downloads. And the sources were those. Most of them, 48% of them came from podcatchers like iTunes or something like that. But 44% came from web browsers. So a lot of you guys are just listening to the show right there on our website. And I'm glad you enjoy that. And if there's anything I can do to try to make it easier for you, believe me, I'm always trying. I want to make it more fun for you. I want your time in Mayberry to be enjoyable. So I want to thank you for that. Clients, if you go and look and see what downloaded them, iTunes accounted for 44% of the downloads. So between iTunes and web browsers, really, they're almost tied. So most of you folks are either using browsers or iTunes to get the show. So I thank you for that. And if we go on in, we had platforms. What, you know, what kind of computers are you guys using? 52% of you are using Windows type machines. And you got a category called multi-platform, which is like Java type players and things like that. That's about 52%. And Macintoshes, they account for about 14%. So I just thought this was interesting stuff. Here's one I thought was neat. The United States accounts for 92.1% of the podcast listeners. Well, that's about 62,000 listeners. You know, what's interesting is that China, there's 2.8% of the listeners are in China, 2.5% in Canada, which kind of makes sense. The China one kind of throws me off. And then the others. But this one, I always think this is interesting too. It's only 0.1%, but it's the Republic of Korea. Is listeners. There's listeners in the Republic of Korea. So thank you for listening, folks in Korea. We got some in Ireland and Hong Kong and Australia and France, United Kingdom. We've got all those as well. But thank you, the Korea folks. That's interesting to me. And that's about all the stats I had for us tonight. And but some of those I want you to remembering here that the top 10 episodes were Scooby-Doo, number 93. The Neil Brower interviews are number 9 and 7. So those are episodes number 50, 51 and 52. The Magical Christmas Card was episode number 62. You got Gary Crane interview at number 6 was 47, is number 47. Howard McNear remembered. We got the Mayberry Christmas, reports from the day, Mitch Jane, and the new Andy Griffith Show was number 1 at 64. Is number 64. So, folks, if you're looking for some way to find some, find something to listen to and something that you haven't picked up on yet, these are some ones to go back and check out if you haven't. And if you're like me and your memory's bad, I had to go back. I'm the host, and I obviously did these episodes, and I had to go back and listen to at least two of them to find out what they were about because I couldn't remember. So, that's the advantage of getting older. Is I can now watch some of the episodes and listen to these episodes and not remember things and go, wow, this is great. Like it's brand new to me. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. I hope you guys are enjoying listening to the podcast and just spending some time each week here in Mayberry with me and with your other fans and friends that are of Andy Griffith Show. Each week we record the podcast live on Monday nights, normally on Monday nights. There's a calendar. If you go to the twochairsnowaiting.com website, you'll find the calendar there on the same page as the chat room and everything else. There it's all there. You go to chat room and videos link, and you'll find on that page there is a calendar of when episodes will be occurring. And January 1st, which is next Saturday, we'll be recording an episode. So if you listen to this before January, you'll be able to pick up and listen to that. Sorry, that was me recording here. You'll be able to hear and watch that episode. We're going to be recording it at 5 p.m. on Saturday, January 1st, because I can't record it on that Monday. And then on January 9th, we're going to be recording on Sunday. And I believe the next one we'll be looking for on Sunday as well. So, folks, check out that calendar, and you can schedule to be there and visit with me if you if you'd like to. We would definitely enjoy having you there because it's a lot of fun visiting, and folks enjoy themselves when they're there, I believe. So definitely drop by. All right. Well, I think that's about all I have. Let's see if I can pick up on this other. I do have this one call that we got during Christmas. I want to go ahead and play it for you because it's an anonymous call, and I'm not quite sure who this is, but I believe it very well may be Otis Campbell's brother, Ralph that called in. So just check out this and give it a listen here.
This is a synonymous phone call because it's a lot like last year, and you don't know who it is. You don't know who it is. We're calling from the Mayberry Jail. I'm here with Otis. And we heard your Christmas card, Alan, a nice little version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer there about the Mayberry deputy. And we'd also like to share our little version of Rudolph. So here goes. You know Dasher and Dancer and Vancer and Prixen, Comet and Cupid and Blonner and Ditson, but do you keep all the most famous reindeer of all? Dude Rolf the Ned Rose Dane Rear had a sherry viney nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even glay it so's. All of the other Dane Deer used to laugh at all him cames. They never let Roar Rudolph play in any Dane Rear games. Then one groggy Christmas Eve, Santa same to Kay, do drop with your bro so night, won't you slide my gay new tight? Then how the Dane Rear loved him as they glotted out with she. Doodroff, the Ned Rose Dane Rear, you'll go down in history. Well, thank you. See, old Otis, I told you that was better than the old Grey Goose is Dead. Well, a late Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah. And this has been a synonymous phone call, a lot like episode 63.
Well, I think somebody may have gotten to Colonel Harvey's elixir. Yeah, I think that's right. Well, thanks for calling in, anonymous caller. It may have been Ralph, Otis's brother, there in the cell with Otis. I'm not quite sure. But thanks for calling in. We enjoy that. Not quite sure what some of those words were, but it was fun. So, folks, I want to thank you for listening. And here's just a little bit. I was talking about Gary Crane, who had the number 6 most downloaded episode last year. Here's a little bit. Gary was on the Mayberry Cruise with us, and he was going to record a bumper for this podcast to say, hey, you're listening to Two Chairs, No Waiting. So here's his first attempt.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you know what, Alan Newsome, it does that podcast on wherever it is? It's real good. Y'all listen to it.
Two Chairs, No Waiting.
So Gary, as you can hear, he's got a great Gomer voice, and I appreciate him doing that for me. He got some good ones in before we were finished. So anyway, that was Gary Crane. So folks, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you could tell me your favorite episodes of the year. The chat room has chimed in and said that the Jackie Joseph interviews were one of their favorites. Also the ones with the Dillards, which would include the Miss Jane one. There's an episode about Mr. Swamp, and episode number 92, about Burt Miller and Floyd going into business together. That was some of the favorites that they mentioned in the chat room. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can call in like Ralph did at 888-684-8415, and the number will be in the show notes, so you won't have a reason not to remember the number. Give me a call, or you can drop by Facebook and leave comments, or you can go to the show notes for this episode and leave comments there. Any of those things would be great, and we would love to hear from you. Folks, it's been a great year, and we look forward to 2011 with you guys, and I hope you'll be here with us. See you next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting.